Good morning, everybody. It's March 22nd. We are now out here in Arizona. And this morning when I was praying with my wife, the Lord impressed Nehemiah 4 into me. And I went back and I broke it down with the Lord with the help of the Holy Spirit of God. And he wants me to put this out to you and wants you to hear the message that's in here. It's getting very urgent. There's a lot of things rolling out in the world right now. A lot of things that people aren't aware of. But that's what we are to do, Ezekiel 33. We are to be watchmen. We are to warn the people about what's to come. I keep telling people to pay attention to what's happening in Israel. It's really getting bad over there. They are basically mandatory vaccinating people. They cannot be a part of society. They're rolling out the vaccine just as fast as they can, and they have over half of their population inoculated. We know what this is. We know this is a genocide. We are the coronavirus, and they want to do away with God's people. There's also a bigger thing that's happening now and why these other variants keep popping up because, well, actually, you know, I'll get into that later. I'll come back on and show you exactly what's happening and why it's so dangerous to people going around people with vaccines. Clearly not us, because we're protected in the Lord, but the people that aren't, who haven't got this, they're in real danger because there really is super spreaders happening now. And they're using these people that they vaccinated as these super spreaders. And like I said, I'll come back and teach on that, but I want to do Nehemiah 4. I want to stay on task. So I'm going to go ahead and start and read Nehemiah 4, verse 1. But it came to pass that when Sanballat, and Sanballat is a bramble, he's a bush, an enemy who is in secret, heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren in the army of Samaria and said, what do these fabled Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Revive is to bring to life. We're being revived in the heart and the spirit. This is not a physical revival. This is in the heart, in us. He's reviving us from our sleep, from dead, from being dead in sin. Stones is us out of this heap, which is the world. Verse 3, now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Tobiah means Yahweh in Hebrew, means God. A fox is, it could be a depiction of a demonic entity, Satan. He shall go up and break down the stone wall. Remember, God is the stone, the cornerstone, okay? He is with us. So we are many stones. So Satan's trying to throw all sorts of stuff at us to try to break our wall down and cause division. Verse 4, hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for prey in the land of captivity. Reproach means strongly rebuke. So we are strongly rebuking this evil that is taking place. You have to stand up and be a watchman and rebuke it. Verse 5, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So their sins, their iniquity, their evilness, anybody who's rebelling against God is being revealed right now before the builders. We are the builders of Christ. He's with us, and we are building a new foundation, and we are rebuking, and we are calling out this evil and letting the world know what's really going on. No matter what they say, we need to stand on that. Verse 6, so built we the wall, and the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Building the wall. He's raising up his people from a ground level, starting at repentance which is the foundation of starting Christ in your life to move and change you. You know, God always says, once you start the foundation, and it happened to a lot of us, don't go back into the world and have to rebuild the foundation again. Repent is a huge form of humbleness, and that's changing your mind and coming back to Christ. Verse 7, but it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites, heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth. 8, and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. So they're conspiring, they're rolling out their evil plans. The Lord says they'll wake up every day, or they'll thinking of new ways to be evil, and they're coming against us, trying to throw all. Don't be deceived by Satan's devices. Be aware of Satan's devices. Verse 9. Nevertheless, we made our prayers unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. A watch, I keep telling you, Ezekiel 33, to be watchmen on the wall and to warn the people about the sword that is coming, or God will require your blood if you don't. Verse 11, and our adversaries said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. Shutting stuff down, locking stuff up, trying to keep us from getting out and preaching the message. Verse 12, and it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence you shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore, set I in the lower places behind the wall and on the higher places. I even set the people after their families with the swords, their spears and bows. So the Lord is sending out his disciples, apostles, messengers, warning and declaring judgment on those that continue to rebel against God. And I looked up and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be you not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. Fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. Do not be afraid of the enemy, for the Lord is our shepherd with us. Fight for humanity while we still can. Verse 15, and it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. So we're joining this wall together. We're coming together as brothers and sisters in Christ to rise up against the dark forces. We are God's army. He is raising up an army. 16. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants, remember in Esther it talks about half of the kingdom he would give to the bride. So it says that half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both spears, the shields and the bows, and the harbingers. And the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. The Lord comes to separate his people from the world. Wrought is a beaten out with a hammer and shaped. So he's molding us, shaping us, bringing us out amongst the world and separating us. This is not our home. Heaven is our home. This is not our home. He says to be different, to shine like lights in the darkness. Verse 17, they which build it on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laded, everyone with one of his hands wrought in the work, with the other hand held a weapon. Laden is you put cargo on board. So people are joining the ones building the wall as we go on. We have people joining with us, coming together. Verse 18, for the builders, everyone had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. Lord Jesus is by us. He's with us. He's in the fire with us. He will never leave you or forsake you. Also his angels. And I said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one from another. The Lord is clearly speaking of separation right here. Separating the wheat and the tares, separating like-minded believers from the rebellious children, separating. Verse 20, in what place, therefore, you hear the sound of the trumpet, resort you thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. Our God is going to fight for us. Thither is towards that place. 21, so we labored in our work. Well, everybody talks about, it's just believing. It's not about works, right? So why does it say, so we labored in our work? Because you're obedient and listening and waiting for the Lord to impress something on you to do. Then you step out in obedience and faith. That's not works, but faith is dead without works. So you wait for the Lord to speak. Then you act in obedience and faith because you're sold out for the Lord and you want to work for Him. Verse 21, so we labored in our work. I'm going to read that again. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Stars are angels, but us too, stars are light. 22, likewise, at the same time said I unto the people, let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on that day. God's angels protect us while we sleep. They protect us during the day too. He sends them out to make a way. But they protect us at night while we sleep because we are vulnerable. And darkness, demons are all around us at work. So the Lord, He makes sure that day and night we're protected. Verse 23, the last verse. So neither I nor my brethren nor my servants nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that every one put them off for washing. What does that mean? It means keep your garments clean and your lamps full. Remember the five wise virgins and the five unwise virgins. Be ready and stand as watchmen on the wall always, never compromising on the gospel of Jesus Christ, and being alert, renewing, working out your salvation every day with trembling and fear. Being renewed in the spirit, being made new, changing away, turning away from the world every day. And folks, I want to continue to ask people, if you're one foot in the world and you're one foot in God, it's not going to work anymore. We cannot play church. You know, people read the gospel and it says, it talks about just believing. And I continue to tell people, the demons and Satan believe also. So are they saved? They're cursed to hell, right? So if they believe, and it's just about believing, is that true that it's only about believing? No, it's not. You carry your cross every day. You don't stop at the cross at just believing. You cannot have one foot in the world and one foot in God. He says, you shall not serve two kings. You shall serve only me because I'm a jealous, loving God. He's not going to share you with anybody. Now, do we sometimes slip up? Yes, because we're not perfect. Jesus only was. But because the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us, when you get saved, not once saved, always saved, but because you get saved and you continue to sell out for Him, you've given your life to Him, and you're letting Him completely guide you in the will that He has set forward for you, then you are set free, you are serving him, and he is leading you completely. It's not a works gospel, okay? It's through faith unto Christ alone. Dead works, faith is dead without works, which means when he tells you to do something or speak something to you, he wants you to do it to increase your faith. This is not a works gospel. Once again, this is an obedience and faith gospel of Jesus Christ. And it starts at repentance. So I ask you today, if you've had one foot in the world, one foot in him, just ask yourself, are you really saved? Have you been solely 100% committed on the Lord, or are you trusting in the world still? Remember, Jesus Christ came swaddled and wrapped in flesh. He was perfect. Okay? He did not have a job. He did not have a car. He went town to town preaching the gospel because he was a fisher of men. That's the will of the Father, to be fishers of souls, to set souls free from bondage, shackles, chains of sin that we have been trapped in the ways of the world. I too was trapped in this. I thought I was saved. So all I tell people is, if you have any doubt about being saved, humble yourself, set your pride aside, because the Lord does not like prideful people. Repent, cry out to God, say, I'm changing away, I'm turning away from the world. I backslid, I got wrapped up in the world. I'm sorry, Father. I confess that I am guilty of sin, but because you shed your precious blood on the cross, you finished it. You are our salvation. I submit to your will today. Draw up some water in your bathtub and have somebody dunk you in the water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Say, I submit to your will today, and the Father will seal you back up, give you a new heart of flesh, not of stone. He will come in and be your Savior, and then he will baptize you in the fire after the water, and he will give you the free gift of salvation, the free gift of life. You will no longer be dead in sin anymore. And then you will work out your salvation every day. Come as you are, but the Holy Spirit will start convicting you in things that you do that are against God. It says, do not grieve or quench the Holy Spirit. Every time we blatantly are committing sin, we are putting the Lord back up on the cross. Literally. Do you like to grieve his heart? He's very patient and long-suffering with us, but just think about that. Let's strive to enter the gate. The road is broad, but the gate is narrow. Put on your full armor of God every day and make sure there are no cracks. Whether people want to believe it or not, there is a spiritual war going on in the world right now. And if you're not armored up, you're susceptible to demonic attacks. Please, folks, all I care about is saving souls and setting them free. I hope somebody gets something out of this message today. Please continue to share our app. If you hit the favorite button, every time we teach something, it will pop up. Tell people to download the Anchor app and go to Truth Frees Us 87. If you want to reach out and email us your number, or you just have some questions, we are here to cover you as brothers and sisters in Christ. We are to cover each other as Jesus covers us. So email us at truthfreesus87@yahoo.com, or you can find us on Facebook. We have a profile under Justin and Jordan Campbell, and then in our profile picture, we have a picture of our card with our ministry on it, truthfreesus87. Go on there and friend request us. We're out here in Arizona. We're getting ready to start a church the way Jesus Christ intended us to start a church. The true church, because this is his temple. He is the tabernacle. He is the ark, and his Holy Spirit indwells in us. He is with us. I go out in the streets and I preach to the lost, because I used to be one. I used to be a drug addict. I used to go to jail, and I was not a good person. I loved confrontation. I don't do that anymore. I stand on the truth in Christ alone. He judges. When you put out the word of God, you're just putting out the word of God, his truth. He's judging them. It will convict the ones
that know that they're in. And it's very clear you can start discerning and separating the children of God from the rebellious. So God bless you guys. I hope you have a wonderful day. I'm praying for all of you, and I hope you're praying for us too. Let's continue on strong. I'm telling you, we're so close. I know I keep saying that, but I want you to know there is a timeline. I don't set a specific date. The rapture will happen, but we have to be disciples and save souls. Bring souls back to Jesus until he comes back to get us. That way, when you step into heaven, he says, "Well done, my son or my daughter." That's all we want to hear from the Lord. We want to make him proud. We want to put a smile on his face. We don't want to grieve him. I love you guys. God bless you. And I look forward to putting out another message as soon as the Lord speaks to me about that. Have a good day.